defenders of the Alliance and warriors of the Horde, heroes of Overwatch, Sanctuary, and the Koprulu Sector. This is Group Quest, a roundtable podcast from Dawnforge Productions. Join us as we gather a collection of strong voices from around the community. Now, here are our hosts, Gulvin and Joe.
And welcome back to Group Quest, everybody, in this special Top Games of 2025, where I pick all the correct games that will be the top games of the year, and Joe picks all the incorrect ones. Yes. As we just got
actually,
done
we'll
the...
go about half and half. How about that?
No, I'm always right all the time. Many people
No, you're not.
Only the best people, Joe.
Only
say,
the best people.
Everybody says, I only pick the best games.
Nope,
no one
has
it better than me. Many people say this. We got four more years of that. Four more years. Between 0 and 4 plus years of that. More to do. So get used to my terrible impersonations and terrible sayings. But so of course is the one of the first two episodes of the year. Last week, as you listened to, we went through the top games of 2024. So now we're going into the games on the horizon, the most hype stuff. We just got with the Game Awards, which talked about a lot of hype games coming out. Actually didn't talk about a lot of hype games. There was a lot of games that like were big ones coming out, but they weren't really like a ton of games. I actually rewatched it again. I said that previously.
Right.
I watched it last night, actually. And so I was like kind of freshened up on the games of the year. And when I watched it, I was like, you know, there's not that many actually games in 2025 announced here. There's a lot of people talking about games they're going to be doing or they're actually working on, but not like what's coming soon. So we're going to dive into that, Joe. So we're going to dive right in head first and we'll do some predictions that be kind of a split, a little bit of a short, it's gonna be a shorter show than normal, but we're gonna go in just quickly and go over the top 10 top games of 2025 and go through those, and then go over the games of the our predictions for this year that's gonna be happening as of right now, what we can see is happening and coming out next year. So the big thing is with the 2025 is a lot of games that are very excited to happen, none other than yet in January. The first one out of the gate for me, Joe, that I'm most excited about is, of course, is Final Fantasy VII Rebirth on PC. And the reason why is because of the graphics quality. It's coming out in January. Okay. It's right out of the gate. We're coming out strong with that. Along lines of Donkey Kong Country Returns HD, which is coming out for all of them. PS5, Xbox, PS4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC. And then Spider-Man 2 for PC. So we have more of the PC adaptations happening in January. January is usually the quieter month because of, you know, everybody just bought a bunch of games in December to play. We'll probably have some World of Warcraft stuff as well coming out in January. But what are your thoughts on January for yourself, Joe, on coming out? Anything that catches your eye or is it similar to what I have?
Well, I think it's more similar than to what you have because really there's not a lot coming out to original for January, and really it never does. You know, we'll take Marvel Spider-Man 2, for instance, that's going to come out PC January 30th. And once again, it's going to be just one of those things that it's just going to be a great graphics increase just because it went out on PC. Now, that would go strictly to the players and their PCs, you know, depending what PC that they, you know, it goes the same with Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. It's just going to be going from Xbox console or Nintendo or PlayStation console over to PC.
Mm-hmm.
So January is going to be a bit of a down month.
But not February, though.
Outside of all that. But no, February.
Oh, boy.
Go for February.
This is what I like about this when we get like them listed by month, because you go, what the hell? Wouldn't everybody decide that we're going to release all our games in February? Well, let's go down the bangers. So the one I'm definitely going to be playing is Kingdom Come Deliverance 2, which got bumped up. And then looking at the list, I know now why it did is because Civilization VII comes out on the 11th, which is right at the same time as that one, alongside Assassin's Creed Shadow as well, which is, I think, the 14th is originally when does it come out.
3 days
and
later.
On the 7th, there's a Legend of Heroes is coming out as well, and Avowed on the 18th of February, followed up by Monster Hunter Wilds at the end of the month, Joe. So this is like the biggest release, I think, of the year. We're in February, and again, this happened a couple years ago where they released like everything in February, and then we might have a discussion about a console during February as well. And so I think February is going to be the most hype, which makes sense, right? Because January, there's going to be a potential switchover of administrations here in the United States. If you're outside of the, and you don't know, that's when that happens at the end of January. Mm-hmm. And so people get kind of nervous around that time period. And so February is like, okay, stuff's
February's,
happening.
February's go time. February's go time.
So what is the game in there that, I mean, I could see myself playing all of these games. But what if you had to select like the top two? What now? One of them for me, I already said, is Kingdom Come: Deliverance 2. But what is your top two of the month, and what are your thoughts on the other ones released?
Avowed's number one. I'm getting that thing straight up when it comes out on PC. Haven't pre-purchased it yet, but I plan to. But still, that when that comes out, that's going to be right to the inbox. Let's go. And then we'll see how it plays from there. What's going to be number two? Okay, a lot of big games here, but not a lot of them my style. So, Monster Hunter Wild's going to do really well. Assassin's Creed Shadows, hello. Sid Meier Civilization 7. I can't talk. All of these games are going to be banger games. Okay. And I'm going to say Assassin's Creed Shadows will be my number two. Not going to say if I'm going to get it or not. I don't know. But still, it's going to be very, very curious. So this is going to be one heck of a month, February.
It's going to be a stuff month, yeah.
It's going to be a stuff month.
It's going to be it's a lot of gaming. And then when you think about it, they're like, okay, well, I mean, looking into even, and then going into March, really not that, I mean, there's the first Berserker Kazan at the end of the month at the 27th. March is kind of like a not really too much that I can think of. I mean, there's the, there's obviously Sudoku 1 and 2 HD Remastered Rune and Dunification Wars. Or done in Vacation Wars, but mm-hmm. outside of that, I think March is where we'll be playing all these games. Oh, Tales of the Shire, Lord of the Rings game, that's coming out. That looks like a kids game though, more of a kids style game.
Doesn't matter, it's still coming out that time.
But looking at the list, I think that's probably going to be the biggest one. There's the Outlier Yumiya, The Alchemist of Memories, and The Envisioned Land. Not sure. There's nothing really about that one yet, but it says it's coming out in March. Maybe we'll get more of information soon. Oh, Split Fiction. No, Split Fiction is a big one. That's the one that at Game Awards, but it's not for me. So that I think February games I'll be playing in March myself. What about you, Joe? Anything that comes out on that list for you?
Maybe you're looking for this on PC as well. So Soikoden 1 and 2. I dabbled in the Soikoden franchise a little bit. So that's kind of got my interest. This isn't going to be a big month. This is going to be like a bit of a roller coaster. So February is the big month. Now we come off the big month into like a little bit smaller month. But still, there's some good games in here. Atomfall. We've seen a lot of stuff about Atomfall. The first Berserker Kazan in March. Once again, we've seen a lot of things about that. Very interesting stuff. Tales of the Shire, which you said before. Once again, very interesting stuff. It's going to be, what will people pick up at that time? I don't know. Like I said, it might be Soikoden. We'll see.
Well, see, I mean, that, but it's that, like, you know, that's only going to be on.
Okay, hold on. That's only going to be on PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and Switch. Okay, because it doesn't need the bigger graphics to it, but it's also going to be on PC because, eh, you get some more money out of PC. Okay, but nope. I think that's going to be it for March, though.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like we're really kind of fret heavy right now. Now, there's a lot of games that are we know are coming, but there's no like dates right now, hard dates for the middle of the month.
Or the sites have not been updated as to when the dates have come out.
Yeah, but I think that's what we're going to see the most of. And so what we're going to do is April is another one. There's the only one is the Fatal Fury City of the Wolves is the only game that's out there that looks like promising that's going to be coming out, and that's in April 21st. But this is where we kind of, so there's going to be a game that we're going to talk about here shortly that might be like, oh, wow, this is going to be great. I can't wait to see it, but it might come out in March or in April, but it's not yet announced. They'll probably start announcing it in January because they don't want to, like, they're okay. They realize people are okay not giving a release date. They just don't want you to, like, do a release date and keep bumping it backwards, right? So there might be a game that maybe could have been released in February, and they're like, hey, let's hold. That's up it to March or maybe April, and so those haven't been announced yet. But one that has been announced outside of the entire thing is Double Dragon Revive, which is of course the big one at the Game Awards. That is coming on October 23rd. That's a set in stone date. I think it's probably almost already ready to be done. They're probably beta testing, alpha testing the gameplay. I think that's a good one that's going to be coming out.
Yeah, that's only a big massive game right there. You know,
so
why not let it have the whole month to itself and everybody else can just fly off into the wind?
I mean, if we go through games A through C, so we're going to scroll through. I'm going to scroll through there and then look at a couple ones that I think are outliers. And if I don't say anything, Joe, you can jump into 2XKO is one of the bigger ones. That's the one that is like the Twitch streamers were all playing. Mm-hmm. I think it's Valve is the one that's promoting that one as well. Or is it Riot? Oh, Riot. So it's Riot's upcoming 2v2 team-based fighting game with League of Legends champions. And so that's going to be coming up. It says it's going to release in 2025, probably after the League of Legends playoffs, like, or in between them, because they're doing a three-tiered system this year to try to get more excitement and revenue for the game and for the esports. So that's going to be coming out this next year.
I'll bring out Borderlands 4.
Yeah, that was to say Borderlands 4. That's a big
Borderlands
one.
Borderlands 4. Huge... That's going to be a huge, huge one for the bees. Yep. I mean, that game's going to do very well, very well.
Yeah, Capcom Fighting Collection 2 is probably going to be one that if you like those games, you'd want to pick up. But really, not too much there. Then we go into I think that's actually pretty much it. Now, there might be some games in here that like Bylina, I don't know anything about. But it might be one that's on here. It's like, oh, that's really good. That's going to be coming out soon. Into the Seas, I don't really see anything. Into the Ds, though, we obviously have Death Stranding 2 on the beach for PlayStation 5.
Yep, that's going to be huge.
That's going to be coming out this year at some point. My guess is probably in October or September. That's what my intuition says is probably when it's going to come out. Just
Doom the Dark Ages speaks right there.
Yep.
Doom the Dark Age is going to come out on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S, and PC. Look out. And you've seen trailers for that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it looks really great.
Yes, it does.
Doom with Dragons, if anybody doesn't know out there. Doom with Dragons.
Mm-hmm.
Another great game that's going to be coming out next year is the Dune Awakening. And I'm looking forward to that. That's like an MMO Dune. Now, the only worrisome I have is it's been so long since that. Like, they could have been out now or coming out here shortly, and I think it'd do really well. But if the more longer it goes, it could be negatively affected. But we do have that one. That one's there. Any ideas? I mean, what are your thoughts on that and the Dune Awakening? Or are you looking more to, Joe, to Dying Light, the Beast, which, of course, was at the Games Award there, too. But what are your thoughts to that on those games?
How about Dragon Ball Project going on iOS, Android, and PC, which is why it's on here. The Ds right now don't look too bad. they got some good titles, good strong titles in here. Once again, we don't know, because we don't know.
Well, some of these might be like,
look.
Yeah, no, well, not just
some
that,
of,
but
some
it's
of
like,
the titles. Like yeah, Desperate some of them, Drops or
yeah.
Or Dragonkin the Banished.
Yeah, that could be like a game of the year candidate,
right,
as far as we know.
It could very well be.
But the ones that we do know about, Elden Ring, The Night Rain, that's coming out sometime this year.
Yeah.
Next year, excuse me, in 25. And of course, that's going to be looking like it's going to be really good. Another Elden Ring kind of DLC expansion type. You know, going down the list, Game of Thrones, King's Road.
Now that's
iOS.
Okay.
What was that?
Okay. First off, for Football Manager 25, soccer people are going to love that one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's gonna be absolutely huge. That's going to come out, obviously, this year. Game of Thrones, King's Road, iOS and Android. Phone game. We'll see how it does. Come on.
I mean, it's not a phone game. I think the Game of Thrones, King's Road, that's the one with, I think it's just that they have it listed there, but is it really a
phone
mobile
yeah.
game?
iOS, Android, yeah.
It doesn't look like it's a mobile game, though.
It's listed mobile. It's listed mobile. Just saying. You know that there's a big G game in there. But come on. It's going to come out in 26. The tea leaves are there for Grand Theft Auto 6 to be released in 26.
Yeah.
I wouldn't doubt if it's going to be released in 25.
Well,
I'd be happy if it would.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think so either. I think it's going to get pushed back.
I think it's going to be pushed back too.
And it's going to be, they're just going to talk about it in the summertime. Maybe there'll be a couple trailers again. But it'll be more like this time next year, 26, or in February, March of 26.
It is going to be very interesting. Let's preface next year. What usually comes out about January, February, March, what announcements, or who usually brings out announcements about that time? Xbox.
Yeah.
Now, Grand Theft Auto is not going to be on Xbox, but you can tell in some ways, because if Rockstar wants to marry themselves up against, let's say, any of the racing games that come out on Xbox, you know PlayStation won't leave that alone. No. They would want Rockstar to put out Grand Theft Auto depending on what the Xbox announcements are.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we'll see about that. And of course, we'll keep you apprised on GQDN when that happens.
Yeah. Well, Ghost of Yotai looks really great too, to me. That's what's up on there. Greedfall 2 looks interesting. You know, so like there's a lot of good games coming out. Hunter x Hunter and then Impact. Hunter x Hunter is a great anime series, but that's one that's going to be there. Indiana Jones and the Great Circle.
The PlayStation 5. Let's go.
The PS5.
Let's go.
Yeah, that's going to be great. That's coming in 2025. When? We don't know, obviously.
I might just get that. I might just get that on PC, though.
Yeah. Yeah. Probably.
I might do that way.
Then we go down the list as well there. Killing Floor 3 is coming out. That people are excited about that one. John Carpenter's Toxic Commando, which is, of course, is an old NES game, I believe. And that's coming out as a remake. I remember we talked about that before.
A bunch of different platforms for that one.
Yeah.
Judas so looks really good. Did you see that? Did you see that trailer? Good Lord. Woman, settle down. Settle down, girl. And that's going to be
so it's like
PlayStation 5, Xbox X and S, and PC. Good God.
But yeah, that one's coming out. Go ahead.
Killing Floor 3. I believe you've seen some of the videos for that one.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a good one. It's going to be a good game. And, you know, but you never know though, once you get into play the storyline, maybe there's a lot of bugs and problems with it. So even though the concept is good,
we'll see. You know, maybe
in the end it's not that. But yeah, it's coming out though this year. Another one, Little Nightmares 3, is scheduled to come out this year, but it might get pushed back.
Oh, I know
back.
Some people are going to be loving that one.
Yeah, but that could get pushed back.
I know
back,
some
though.
People are going to be loving that one.
Yeah, that could get.
I've seen some of my stack up buddies playing that, playing some Little Nightmares, and 3 is going to come out, and oh boy, here we go. Let's bring that out in fall, like everything else, and have just scared the living crap out of everybody.
Yeah. Another one that's on the list here, I'm looking down a little bit ways, is Monster Hunter Wilds is coming. Yeah. Sometime in 2025.
It looks like the latter half, I think, of the year. I'm looking down the list too before you get to that one. I don't see anything. But yeah, I think that's going to come out about second half of the year. Still, it's going to be there for all the Monster Hunter fans, and they're just going to love it. Love it, love it, love it.
I'm sure we're missing some games on here. We're just kind of going down the list of what catches our eye. Another one for me that catches my eye is...
Orcs Must Die, Death Trap. I've seen stuff about that one. That's going to be on Xbox only.
And still, Pokemon Legends Z through A on Switch. Pretty curious to see what that actually is about and kind of a Pokemon game it is.
Mm-hmm. That's going to do well. Absolutely.
Project Code Vampire Hunter was one that was announced. So we'll see what happens with that that Switch. They did a reveal trailer. It looks pretty cool. Just a Japanese RPG style.
Oh, there's Shovel Knight. Shovel of Hope DX, only for Switch. And Shovel Knight did really, really well when it first came out.
Yeah, Shovel Knight was always a classic game, so glad that that's coming out with a little bit more.
That might be all right. Might be all right.
Looking down again. I mean, it seems like the S is not too many that I know of. I mean, nothing sparking memory from
like,
the names.
Like Starship,
of
if people want to go out in the stars, like, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, so I mean, like, this is like.
I like this title. Stick it to the stick, man.
Yeah. but it's also like, this is the year, like, that's what it is. Like, this is the year of space exploration. There's a lot of space stuff happening. There usually is every few years, but it seems like this one the most that I can recall. Let's see, was another one on here. There's a Legend of Heroes, Trails in the Sky, the
and
first coming
to
Switch.
Yep. Trails to Daybreak coming to PlayStation 4 and 5 and Switch and PC.
And then getting down to the final ones on the list, we have
Vampire. Oh, you can't ignore
Bloodlines
that one.
2.
That's right.
Then we also have. Looking at them, there's not too many that jumps out at me.
There's really not a whole lot left there because it's like it's more going to be like indie games.
Mm-hmm.
And
here we go. Okay, Mafia: The Old Country again. So this one has been updated from the Game Awards. So Mafia: Old Country is supposed to be coming out. Metroid Prime 4 is supposed to be coming out.
Yep. That's gonna be
Terminator. Terminator Survivors, which would be pretty cool. That's gonna be like you're battling Terminator. The Outer Worlds 2 was announced at the Game Awards.
Yes, it was.
So that one's there as well. I think we got most of the other ones here. Oh, the Snake Eater remake is supposed to be coming out. So Metal Gear Solid Delta Snake Eater is supposed to be coming out this next year as well.
That's
and of
gonna
course,
do well too.
One of the ones that are on there as two, The Wolf Among Us 2 is scheduled to come out next year as well. That's going to be a great one when it does come out.
Uh-huh.
Any other on the list, Joe, that you think might be a good one to come out?
Ninja Gaiden Ragebound. Ninja Gaiden is coming back. Oh, crap. That one. That's going to be all the nostalgia sense is like all on fire right there. Let's go. Let's go. So, okay, I'm not going to get it, to be honest, but still, that one's going to do really, really, really well. And really, I think that it will. I think that it will.
I'm trying to think of anything in there that I'm looking through.
I didn't see anything else.
Yeah, from, I mean most, like I said, most of them are ones that, you know, really the Game of Thrones King's Road is the one I'm most interested in. And of course, it's iOS, but if it's not, if it actually does come out for regular gaming, that is the one that I think is going to be very interesting because it is, you're playing like you're in the movie or the TV show, excuse me. And so it'd be very interesting to see what happens there. But there's a lot of great games, some that we didn't even touch on, that you're like, oh, you know, Govan, Joe, like, what the hell? You missed all this cool stuff. Why are you talking about this game? That's how it is. There's going to be games that aren't even announced yet.
Not that one.
There also could be games they announced last year that are coming out this year because they bumped it up from 2026. We don't know. That's usually what it is. Or games out of left field that come out and they're really good. And also, the latest WoW Saga, what if that drops sometime this year? This next coming year. That'd be pretty interesting. It probably won't, but if it does, maybe sometime in the summertime, the new WoW expansion is coming out.
We'll actually know.
But what we do know is we'll be right back after this double hit from ourselves. Enjoy a little bit of ads, and then we'll be right back talk about our predictions for 2025. Want to support the show? Then why not support us on Patreon at patreon.com/thegroupquest. All proceeds go towards taking the show to the next level, and you get some cool rewards, such as access to GQ2, our After Hours mini-sode podcast, shoutouts, AMAs, and even joining us on the show as a guest. For more information on the tiers and to subscribe, head to patreon.com/thegroupquest.
Hey everybody, this is Joe, and I want to talk to you about something that I have been drinking over the past couple of weeks, SwiftEnergy.gg. Swift Energy has a lot of flavors to it. Something like I'm drinking, which is Sweet Rocket Popsicle, and it tastes really good. I cannot lie. Swift Energy, that you can add to your tea, your Kool-Aid, your coffee, or you could just drink it straight up as water, which is what I do. It will give you that boost. It's got some caffeine to it, but it's still really good. There is no crash whatsoever. If you want to go check out the flavors, it's up on their site, swiftenergy.gg, in the checkout line. Put in the word quest as the coupon code, and you will get 25% off of your purchase. That's swiftenergy.gg. Go do it. Go get it.
Fly Audible and travel the worlds. Listen up and settle back. We've thousands of destinations to explore. Treat your ears to an epic stay beyond the wall. Travel long haul to Mars. It'll take your breath away. How does a city break in friendly Gilead sound? Everyone's welcome. Whether it's a spellbinding trip to Hogwarts or traveling back in time to ancient Greece, we'll get you there in style. There is another way to get away. The difference is Audible.
And to support the show and get a free audiobook, visit audibletrial.com/groupquest.
And with that, we jump into Golvin's correct predictions of 2025 and Joe's incorrect predictions. but we have some top five predictions that we can see right now what's going to happen this next year. And of course, a lot of them related, maybe not necessarily the video games themselves, but what they're being played on, which of course leads into the first one, Joe, which is a two-parter A and B. Does the Switch 2 launch in 2025? How much is it? And what is the launch game? Now, it might not be the exact game title or name, but like what would launch beside it?
Okay. Question one. Does the Switch launch in 2025? It will be announced in 2025. It will be smart for Nintendo to say it will be this holiday in 2025, I'm going to say that there's a 10% chance that that happens, but it'll be a 90% chance that it will be announced in 2025, but the release date will be in 2026. Early first quarter 2026.
Okay.
Okay.
What about the price?
I need to look that up. So,
well, I guess what launch game would you go with it then with the price? And then I could pivot to my other.
Okay, for original console, the PlayStation 5 when it came out was about $400. So yeah,
$499, I think.
Okay, so $500 then, roughly $499, $500. I will say that Switch 2 will be $100 less than that. Usually I go on the low end of pricing, but that's because it's me. I'm going to say it's going to cost about $400 stand alone. It's going to be about $450 with insert Mario title here. Insert Legend of Zelda title here. Okay. It's going to be a little bit further down the road for those two.
Yeah.
And of course, anything else that goes along with that. So, insert Pokemon title here. Ah! There you go, Power World. Don't doubt that. That will happen. And you know what? I would go with Pokemon than anything else because of Power World. So that's with the marrying up system. Now the platform system is going to be a little bit different. What I think Nintendo will do, because basically everybody else does it, they will announce a bunch of games on the Nintendo Direct before the announcement. The announcement day will be on a later date. You know, that'll be the initial buildup of games. The next buildup of games will be with the announcement. So I think, in my mind, early February would be a Nintendo Direct. Early February. So that would put it to a good month. February is a short month.
Yeah.
You want to give about 4 weeks for the next announcement. Okay, when it comes to a console. And we know that, according to Nintendo's financial reports, that an announcement will be made by March. I think the announcement will be made in March. Okay? So if the announcement comes in March, you know, it'll be okay. It'll be absolutely okay.
Okay. Now, my thoughts on it.
So go for it.
Yes, it's releasing this year. It'll be October 25th is when it's going to release. Middle, end of October. In time for the holiday season to restock for the holiday season. It's going to be one of the hottest things for the holiday season.
Like I said, it'd be smart to do that.
Yeah. I'm picking up. This is my prediction. It's going to cost $499 at launch. Because it's going to have, that's when one has like all the packages. It's the bundle one with the game. So normally it's going to be $449 is how much it would be. I think it's going to be it's going to be basically at the higher, lower end tier of the higher end systems with that $499. And the launch game is going to be, it's going to be a Mario game. We'll launch with it alongside a bunch of other games, but it's definitely going to be a Mario game.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be the one this year to launch with it. And it's just going to be standard as far as like what they, you know, whether games might be there as available as well to them. I'm looking forward to it. It's a lot easier for me because I believe it's coming out. I could see it though, Joe. I agree with you. I could see it delayed to 2026. Like I could see this one going into next year easily for me. That's what I think for Switch. So yeah, Switch 2 coming out, and it's going to be pretty expensive, about $500. I think we're both close in agreement there about the average relative cost of this, and then of course the launch game's coming out too. The one thing about the Switch 2, I think is we're all agreement too. It's going to be an HD Switch 2 type. I could even call it the Switch HD is might be what they call it. You don't know. Because they do HD on these Switch games.
It depends what the equipment's going to be.
Exactly.
You know.
But it's going to be 4K playable, 30 FPS 4K, mostly 1080p, you know, 60 FPS. So it's going to be more of like a lower end gaming system. So that's going to be it for that. So what game is going to fail? That's a hard one right now, since we have to have a little bit of a list. But based on what we see, what is like one big game that you can see that's coming out, Joe, that you're like, wow, this is a big heavy hitter. This is a pretty big game this year. But I could see this one failing if it doesn't take off. And one we didn't talk about too is Fable 4 is scheduled to launch next year as well. So that's one. But what's one that could fail on our list we talked about? I'll go first while you think about it. I think Elden Ring, Night Rain could fail. That could be the game failure of the year, because now this is the third expansion or the second DLC, the third part of the game. And it sounds like it's more around multiplaying with other people to take down big mobs. It's almost like a Monster Hunter Wild. So it could not do well. And it could end up sinking the franchise instead of expanding upon it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm picking. I'm picking Elden Ring, Night Rain could be the game, game that will fail.
I am going to say, and hopefully I am wrong, it will be Avowed. And I would not doubt that. Because what has happened near to any or every game that we've looked at, it's been a shot in the dark on who wins. It's been a shot in the dark on who failed. Justice League, we thought was going to be a huge success. What happened? It absolutely failed. And it did. So there is going to be that. But I'm hoping it won't be Avowed. But there will be somebody. It could be Kingdom Come Deliverance 2.
Yeah, they pushed it back, but then they also bumped it up.
It could be Sid Meier's Civilization 7. That I think is one that I'm probably most afraid of. Because if that fails, that is one company that has a lot of questions to answer if it does. And for as much success as what Sid Meier's Civilization has had with the franchise over the decades, they cannot afford to screw up. Is there pressure on them? Maybe not. But if you don't have the right amounts of pressure, what happens? You fail.
Yep. Yeah, that definitely.
I'm going to say it comes in the month of February. I'm going to say it's Avowed, and hopefully I'm wrong. What do you think? What's going to be your fail?
Oh, it was Elden Ring, the expansion.
Oh, yeah, you already said it was Elden Ring. I'm sorry.
Elden Ring, Night Rain. But my number second one that game that will fail, which is like one that could really fail because of how much it's propped up, Fable 4 could fail. It could fail. It's been like we've been talking about it for quite a long time and still nothing. So like it could fail. This one could be, and it's PC Xbox, but my guess is they're just still going to delay it more. Gears of War E-Day is also coming out supposedly this next year. That's another big one. That one could fail too, because it's like a precursor, but it's a Gears of War game, but you know, we'll see. The next one is the most hyped game on the list. I think it's pretty easy. I'll do mine. GTA 6. That's the most hyped. Everybody's talking about it. They can't wait. People have like their full personas on like their social media platforms about GTA series. So GTA 6 obviously is the number
right,
one.
Right, right, right. But we'll be talking about this again next year.
Yeah, I'm going on the hopes that it's coming out this year. Like they've said, it's just supposed to.
Right, right. And we can only go on the information that we have. And right now, the information points to them releasing this year. And hopefully it does. I'm going to say it's going to be Sid Meier's Civilization 7. Once again, this has been hyped, not nearly on the same level as GTA 6. But this has been a very, very hyped game. And hype games, once again, have the biggest platform to fail on.
Mm-hmm.
They do. We'll see if they do or not. I mean, there's a high ceiling for it. There's a high ceiling for GTA 6. There's going to be a high ceiling for everything. Because look what happened this past year.
Yeah.
A lot of great games came out. And there are some games like Concord that was hyped.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like Mafia the so. Old.
Like Metroid Prime 4 could bust and fail.
It could.
That's a hyped game that could really crash and burn. You never know.
It could. If it does, we'll let you know. Oh, boy, because we'll see all the news and we'll tell it to you. We'll report on it. Yes, we will. What's hopeful?
My most hopeful game is Fable 4. Because it looks like it's that bring it back RPG. That's not a JRPG. It's a classic style game. It's a, you know, rehashing on the old stuff. I'm hoping that it's going to be good, but I don't know. It's just, you know, I'm hopeful that everything will work out great and it'll be one of those great games that everybody loves to play. But yeah, I'm hopeful for it, but don't know exactly what it's going to be like.
I'm going to say it's Avowed. This is an Xbox attempt at RPG. And they need more attempts at RPG because what's Final Fantasy doing? Okay, what's Square Enix doing? They're going over to PlayStation still first. After 90 days or 3 months, 6 months, whatever, then they'll go over to other places. But they open to, PlayStation first. Avowed needs to be on Xbox and stay there. And I think that you're going to see a big push from Xbox for a lot of their games, and Avowed's going to be one of them. Oh boy, because if you take a look at what Xbox has going for it over the next 6 months, they don't have a lot. They don't have a lot of Xbox only titles. They have a lot of other titles that are going to other consoles or platforms. Okay? Like Frogpunk. That's going to be on Xbox, but it's also going to be on PlayStation 5 and PC. Okay, that's just one instance. Atomfall. Yeah, that's going to be on Xbox,
mm-hmm.
but that's also going to be on PlayStation and PC as well. And really, when it comes to this February, it's going to be really huge to see what Xbox does. Okay. So, like I said, it's gonna, I'm putting it all on about.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, again, we're putting it both on kind of like RPGs that might be, you know, some of the one of the best of the year, but we don't know. But everything we see is making us very hopeful about, you know, gaming going forward, and then also, you know, what we could see on the horizons. Because right now, you know, unlike last year, it seemed like we had a lot of more games that were being released because they all got delayed and pushed back. So we had a lot of dates and throughout the year when we did this last year. But this year, it seems like it's more like a regular year where there's a ton of list sheet of games, but we don't know necessarily when they're coming out in 2025. Which then leads us into the Game of the Year award, which is, you know, our Game of the Year. What our prediction is for next year, what's going to be the best game of the year? GTA 6 for me. That's going to definitely win it. Unless it fails. I mean, that's the one that would really kind of, whoa, if it's like way off key, its story doesn't really make sense, it's kind of janky, you know, but everything, I mean, they're delaying it so much that everything is, sounds like it's going to be very long term. I mean, very, very popular and very well done. So I'm picking GTA 6. What about you, Joe?
For Game of the Year? Okay, that's only saying if GTA 6 comes out next year. Well, I'm sorry. You're going to be hearing this in 2025, this year. Okay, that's only if. But let's say that it doesn't. Where does it fall to? Civilization 7 again. I think there will be arguments for about. It really depends on how does it play, or how does the game play in comparison to Astrobot. Astrobot right now is the current winner of the Game Awards. Game of the Year. Astrobot had to follow Elden Ring. We know how Elden Ring did.
Mm-hmm.
So what game follows Astrobot? Sid Meier's Civilization 7. And if GTA 6 comes out this year, it will be GTA 6. But I'm giving it on the premise that GTA 6 will not be releasing this year.
Okay.
Okay. That's why I'm saying Civilization 7.
Ooh, game of the... Do you think it's going to be it's going to be so revolutionary that it's just going to be like, wow, this completely shakes up how we think of gaming?
I think it will shake up that type of playing, the strategy type of playing. So, and if it is good enough, if it is interesting enough for the people, it's going to be on how well does the game translate to people that don't normally play the game. If it translates well, then I think it'll be fine. If it does not translate well, then, you know, we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
You know, once again, big games are set up to succeed or fail. Little games are also set up to succeed or fail, but when the big games do it, everybody notices. Everybody sees it. And GTA 6 could fail too. You don't know. And you don't know until a game gets in your hands. Right now, that's the two games of the year. That's it. Because if you look at what's coming this year, And we'll have like more games come in throughout the year outside of this list or outside of these two lists that we have. It's not going to be as good of a year as what 2024 has been. 2024 was one heck of a year.
Mm-hmm.
2025, and to me, my perspective, is not going to be as good of a year as 2024 is. Trend down.
Yep.
Okay. And I'm not putting this on any presidents. I'm not putting this on any administrations, whatever. That goes to the people. You're going to have up years. You're going to have down years. And some of that's going to be predicated on what games come out for different companies. Okay. So we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah, I mean, I think 2025 in all is going to be a great, I think it's going to be a great gaming year as long as these things do come out. But like you said, if all of a sudden it doesn't come out, if GTA 6 doesn't come out.
If even things, you know, come out and they fail, it doesn't matter if they come out or don't come out. If they come out and they fail, then that's a whole different thing. So once again, I'm not taking a look at it as a game is going to be here or not. Even if GTA 6 comes in, it's still not going to be as good. The year over year, it's not going to be as good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's going to be how far down do you drop? Because 2024 was one hell of a year for gaming. What's 2025 going to be? Don't know. We don't know, but we can guess. And I'm just saying, with the information laid out before me, before all of us, it's not going to be as strong of a year, GTA 6 or not. So we'll see.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it could be, yeah, the year of 2020, year of GTA or the year of GTA failing. It could be the year of the Switch too, or the year of the Switch 2 not coming out. We could see these two, both the two hyped thing coming out, GTA Switch 2. Is it coming out? And I'm saying yes, you're saying no. But it, you know, it could be that way. And then what was the price you said? I forgot. I didn't have that written down. The price you said for the
Switch 2. I said about, I'm guessing about $400 and $450 for a game attached to it. Okay. So basically Switch 2 has been around the price line of the previous Xbox or PlayStation consoles. Both consoles upon their release was around $400 or $500. I'm sorry, $500. And the subsequent Switch was cheaper than that. Okay. By $50 to $100. So if you put it on $100, okay, that's how I came up with $400. Okay, $400. So it's going to be interesting to see when it does come out. I don't know. We'll find out, and when we find out, you will know.
Yes.
You will know.
But with that, we'll close out the year and look forward to 2025 and the start of the show when we get back from our little break there. So, Joe, where can people find you on the internet?
twitch.tv/JoeSpace, twitch.tv/stackup.org, and at Joe Brums on Twitter and on Blue Sky. Golden, where can we find you?
On Twitter at Golden Versus, youtube.com/GoldenVersus, twitch.tv/Golden, of course, monkcraftpodcast.com, where I talk about some monk stuff there. And if you want to reach the show, it's show@thegroupquest.com, Twitter at GroupQuest, patreon.com/thegroupquest, and of course, switch.tv/JohnForge, where every Saturday from 2:30 to 5:30 Pacific, 5:30 to 8:30 Eastern, and swiftenergy.gg, where you can use our promo code Quest, Q-U-E-S-T, for 25% off your next order. Again, that's swiftenergy.gg, promo code Quest, and you can get that right now for your New Year resolution to buy more Swift energy. And then for myself, for Joe, we'll see you on the other side of a happy New Year and in 2025.
You have been listening to Group Quest. The theme music was Intended Force from Kevin MacLeod at Incompetech.com. For more information and other great shows, point your web browser to thegroupquest.com. Follow the show on Twitter at GroupQuest.
This show is brought to you by StackUp.org. Do you want to help out veterans? To do so, go to StackUp.org. There you will find out ways you can help veterans out. We start out with supply crates. Crates are delivered to veterans who have served or are serving their countries now. Air assaults are our way to get veterans back into the populace by sending them to places like BlizzCon and E3. The stacks are smaller groups in more local locations, such as Pennsylvania, or Pittsburgh, or Columbus, Los Angeles. The big one is our Overwatch program, where we confront mental health issues like PTSD. Mental health issues are the biggest thing that confront veterans on a daily basis. If you want to help us out, go to stackup.org, click the donate button up in the upper right, or you can be a part of the StackUp stream team. You can join our Overwatch program and help out all the people with issues, mental health issues. And you can also raise money if you're streaming a social platform. Just make sure that you go to stackup.org first and get with one of the managers. And remember, veterans are our mission, gaming is our passion. That just go to stackup.org for more information.
This podcast is part of the Dawn Forge Network. Copyright 2020.